Thank you. Good afternoon. So I will give a quick update about the road traffic accident questionnaire collection. So out of 25 countries that we reached out to, we received data from 16 countries so far. And we are updating them to our statistical website as we receive them after some quality check. So some of the data are already available on our website. We are still waiting for data from some countries, including Tajikistan and the UK. I think UK promised us to send us data by the end of June. And we'll also update them as we receive them to our website. Some other EU countries that are not listed here, we will receive the data from the CARE database in the coming weeks, and we'll also update them to our statistical website. So yeah, that's it for ROS data question collection. So now briefly on LearnITC, we launched last year the Inland Transport and Trade Connectivity e-learning platform that is available at learnitc.unec.org. So this is the only UN e-learning platform that is dedicated to the topic of sustainable transport and trade connectivity. And the aim is to facilitate information sharing and to provide comprehensive training on the UN inland transport and legal instruments and trade facilitation principles, and also to provide policy recommendations to support stakeholders move toward sustainable transport and smarter connectivity. So how can LearnITC platform help? We provide various training materials and online courses under the six categories that you see on the left. From the top, there are Introduction to Inland Transport Committee, Vehicle Regulations, Innovation and Road Traffic Safety, Transport of Dangerous Goods, Transport Networks and Logistics, Transport Facilitation and Economics, and with collaboration with our trade colleagues, we have Trade Facilitation Implementation Guide, TFIC. So most of the courses have very strong emphasis on the implementation side, so we are really trying to help national stakeholders to develop appropriate policy tools. Also, all the courses mainly target government-related stakeholders, but it is open to everyone and is for free, so it is very accessible to everyone. So currently there are 10 courses available, and there are a couple of more courses that we are working on currently, which will be added to the platform in the near future. So I wouldn't go through them one by one, but there are many interesting courses, including one on road safety, intelligent transport system, and on CITSIN that was presented by my colleague Roel earlier this morning. So to see which courses are available on the platform, you just have to click the course category, and you can see which courses are available under the category. And using the drop-down menu, you can change the category and see other courses that are available. The platform is available in three languages, English, French, and Russian, and you can select the language of your preference on the top bar menu. Some of the courses are also available in all three languages, although some courses are only available in English. So now moving on to how to enroll to the courses, you just have to create an account. So it's pretty straightforward. I think you have to choose your username and password and your email address. And if you click create your account, you're all set. And it's basically self-enrollment system. So you can go to the course of your interest, and there is an Enroll Me button on the bottom, and you can click it, and there's no further steps, and you can start taking courses right after. The only thing to note is that sometimes after you enroll to the courses, when you cannot open the interactive lessons, it's because the pop-ups are blocked in your browser. So please allow the pop-ups, and then you'll be able to see them. Now, Moving on to course structure, it consists of three parts: welcome, interactive lessons, and conclusion. I'll briefly show you how each section looks like. So welcome section is a brief introduction about the course. So it shows you the overall goal, target audience, and approximately how long it will take to finish the courses. And the interactive lessons look like this. As you can see, it has various images. It can have some part that looks like a conversation where user have to click through, or the recap, or it could also include short videos. So we are trying to keep it interactive with the user to keep it interesting. And finally, for conclusion part, it consists of final assessment and the course feedback. Final assessment is a short assessment quiz questions on the courses to make sure that the user understood the context context well, the course material well. So it's a multiple choice questions, and to pass the assessment, you have to get around 80% of the answer right, and then you get 3 attempts. This is the course feedback. It's a short survey about if you find the course interesting or appropriate, if you think you can apply what you learned to your work, etc. Course feedback would be very important for us to improve the courses going forward, so please take a couple of minutes to complete the course feedback as well. And then if you go through that, you're all done, and you'll see everything is marked done, and you can obtain the certificate of completion with your name, course title, and the completion date. Please note that it has to be taken in the consecutive way, so it's not possible to skip through any steps. But yeah, if you do one by one, you'll be able to get the certificate. So to sum up, benefits of LearnITC e-learning platform is that users can obtain knowledge on the UN Inland Transport Conventions, legal agreements, and trade principles, as well as capacities to develop policy tools for sustainable transport and smarter connectivity. It also obtained a strong element in the capacity development pillar of the Inland Transport Committee Strategy 2030. And with LearnITC project, we organized 3 regional workshops last year, one with Balkans country, one with Caucasus country, and one with Central Asian country. And as mentioned before, we are working on further e-learning courses to be added to the platform. So please revisit the platform from time to time to see if there are any new courses or new materials. Thank you. And again, the platform is available at learnitc.unec.org.